What's up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Game Cast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we are back. We are back for another week of awesome nerd stuff, because that's what we do. And we do it pretty well. Do it pretty freaking well. One of the things I want to make mention before we get into this week's topic is that just kind of reflecting on where we've come from. We had a little bumps in the road here and there, but for the most part, we've improved our podcasting skills over the course of the year. Whether it's, getting new equipment, setting up, our podcast through Audio Boom so we can reach all of you listeners in other places, just a bunch of things that we've been doing to improve, and how much fun it's been actually to kind of get better at it. I was listening to, my wife was talking about Scrubs. There's the two main characters from Scrubs have their own podcast, and she was listening to it. Really, she loves the show. I can't remember the name of the show. I think it's it was Fake Doctors, Real Friends. That's the name of the show.
Wow.
Awesome stuff. JD and Turk, basically. And she was saying that how, she stopped listening to it because she felt like she was cheating on us by not listening to ours first. Oh, okay. And I was like, you really could go listen to The Professionals. I'm not mad. That's true. She was like, no, you guys are hilarious. She likes the topics that we have. And she's not just saying that because she knows us. I mean, partly because she knows us, because there's inside jokeable stuff that she kind of gets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like the topics and the things that we talk about and how we talk about them, she really enjoys. And so it's good to kind of hear that, from people that they enjoy, the people who do listen, enjoy what they hear. And so I think that's really dope. And that also, spinning off into future plans. I have future plans in terms of getting us cameras and all this other stuff. Chopping up the podcast so you don't have to listen to the whole thing if you don't want to. There'll be multiple videos. Just a lot of plans for the future. And hopefully you stick around with us. That way you can say you were there from the bottom,
Right. You started from the bottom with us. Right. And now we're here.
Facts. Get my Drake on. You dig? So with that being said, this past week has been interesting. I'm going to use the word interesting. Definitely a week. It was a week. There was a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Ooh. All right. It was all of that. There was a lot. It was, I'm not going to get into, because I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but there's a lot of negativity throughout the week. However, I did do some cool stuff. At the very least, watched some cool stuff. So I'm still watching Odd Taxi. And if you haven't watched Odd Taxi, it's an interesting show. It is an anime about everybody is animals, first of all. I don't know if I explained this before on a previous episode, but everyone's animals, and you follow a taxi driver, and people get into this cab, and they just basically talk about whatever's going on in their life. And while this is happening, there's an overarching story of a missing person. So the police are looking for this missing person, and this person was in this taxi cab at one point, because they have it recorded that she was there. And so he's a suspect, but he's also the main character. And so the anime is really slow moving. It's mainly conversations, not a lot of action at all. And a lot of the conversations are mundane stuff. However, as you go, you start to see things that tie into the overarching story in a really interesting way. For instance, there'll be a character talking about, they were at a concert and they took a bunch of selfies. And then in one scene, you see like they took a selfie and there's a guy in the back of the picture who is a criminal. And so you're like, huh, what is he doing there? And then the next episode, they'll show the criminal actually going to the concert and mixing it up with people. So you get like these little tidbits. And then before you know it, there's a huge break, like of information. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, they really weaved and put all these characters together in an interesting way that you didn't see coming, because they start in different, vastly different areas. Like there's a comedy writer who's on the radio. There's the taxi cab driver. There is a there's a sheep. She is a nurse who practices capoeira. Like it's just,
what?
you're like, what is going on? But then after a while, you start to see how people tie into each other. You see how this person bumped into this particular person that caused this thing to happen. There's a bunch of dominoes going off. And it gets more and more interesting as you go, but it's very, the humor is very dry. And I actually appreciate that, but I know that's not everyone's cup of tea. And it's slow, which is one of the reasons why I haven't, I'm kind of like watching it in spurts because you can fall asleep real easy. Just real, real easy. But I think it's something cool. Like if you want something different with a bit of a mystery, I would check it out. It's not what I would normally watch.
Right.
And it's not like Case Closed, you know, where it's like a case per episode. Like, no, it's very much one case, but a bunch of people doing a bunch of different things.
It sounds like Taxi Cab Confessions, but scripted.
Right. And that, wow, that was a show. That was a show. Yeah. Oh, man.
It was a great show.
Oh, my goodness. I should not be watching that. Anyways. So, yeah. So, you know, catching up on things, watching Bob's Burgers, watching Odd Taxi. Boruto is getting good. There doesn't seem to be any more filler. A lot of cool stuff is happening. It's finally
a good show.
It's rivaling Naruto a little bit.
Could I start watching it now from where you are and not need to go backwards?
The reason why I say that is because they set, even though there was filler and things that just don't need to be shown, almost every episode ended with something that pushed you forward. So there would be a character that you would see that they hinted at or that they brought in and they didn't do a whole lot with, but now that character is very important and you would be like, who the hell is this guy over here? You know, so certain elements wouldn't make sense. That being said, yeah, it's really good now. Like really good. So I'm happy.
I can't even watch it.
It's good. It's good. But how about you? Well, yeah, I know, you know, you went back to work and you know, that hasn't been the best of times.
It's not great. And again, not trying to, you know, weigh us down, but it's just proving to be difficult for me, I guess, and for my body. And again, like sometimes I feel even bad, like having complaints or whatnot, because my head injury isn't as bad as some other people. Some people have been really, really messed up, like car accidents and strokes and things like that. And, you know, I suffered a minor traumatic brain injury, but I don't feel well.
That was such an oxymoron.
It is, seriously, mild traumatic. Like, wait, what?
Right?
I don't compute. But yeah, so it has just been difficult. But, and again, sometimes it gets a little trying, like, you know, emotionally. But so to make myself laugh, I have honestly been like binging on Jason Banks comedy. It is cracking me up. I don't even know where he gets this stuff. Like, I actually do understand where you get this stuff, because when you're alone, I don't know this guy's life. Like, I don't know. I think he has like a wife and children, honestly. Like real kids, not the fake kids that he has on his comedy, but like, so, you know, I don't know what fills his time, but when my brain used to work, I'm overactive. I would come up with all kinds of stuff in my head. Like I could literally sit in my room and come up with mad, crazy stuff, like conversations that people shouldn't be having with people, but I could do that. I can't do that now. My brain's broken and I'm dumb. So I can't do that.
Oh, wow.
This guy is out of control. Like, this stuff is so funny. I'm sorry. The T.I. Lil Wayne skit is just the best to me. I've watched it 20 times today. And then I have to stop because my eyes hurt. So there's that. So if you guys haven't checked out Jason Banks comedy, and all this, honestly, like, some, it's not for everybody. Some people may not like it. They may just be like, this is too crass. Like, this is like, you know, he's playing an 11-year-old kid, and this 11-year-old really has problems. Like, he should not be cursing at his father, things like that. Personally, I think it's hilarious because I know it's a grown man playing an 11-year-old. So it doesn't bother me. I think it's funny. And then, and at the same time, it's just like, when you look at this kid, you're just like, what is wrong with this child? And then you just look at the father, like he's so defeated. And it's just, I personally find joy in this. It's hilarious. So I do recommend it. He has gotten a lot of his videos muted on TikTok, but also people are saying that TikTok is going after content creators of color, especially. So there's like this thing there. But like he said a lot of times, if he ever gets banned from TikTok, go to his Instagram because Instagram verified him, but TikTok won't. And he's hilarious. This guy is a comedian. He travels around the country. So I do recommend him. I've been watching that to like lift my spirits. And it just makes me cry, laugh. And I need that. Yes, right? I've definitely needed that over the past few weeks. Other stuff that I've been watching, I can't watch that much TV in a row. I'll start to get nauseous. But I've been watching Black Mirror. And I am telling y'all, sometimes you just not ready for what. I'm like, Charlie Brooker, there is some stuff going on in your mind that, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about. Because these Black Mirror episodes hit me. And I accidentally watched season 5 episode. I watched the Striking Vipers episode first.
Oh. So
that messed me up because I watched that episode first. And I was like, I said, there is no way in heck that the first episode of this show was this episode. And I realized that I messed up. So I had to go back.
And it's even worse.
It's even worse. With Striking Vipers, I couldn't get that out of my head. For weeks, I was just like, but wait a minute, but what if I came up with all these scenarios in my head and I was just like, no, none of this works. So anyway, moving on from there, like I was just like, this is insane. So moving on, I'm watching these episodes of Black Mirror. I think they're amazing. Like I love the fact that, you know, most of them are just under an hour. And then some of the ones that are like really complex are over an hour, but you can develop that complexity in under an hour. And I truly appreciate that because it's almost like each episode is a movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of these episodes are they really mess with your mind. Like the episode where you're able to, everything you see is recorded. And if you have a debate with somebody on a memory, you can literally get your little remote and put it on the television and be like, no, this is what happened. And you can literally like press rewind, go back to September 16th, 1998. I don't know why I said that date, but go to that one and be like, this is what happened. I'm telling you, he hit her over the head with a soda can in lunch class. I'm telling you, it was a Coca-Cola, and your friend's arguing and saying, no, it was a Canada Dry. I know it was. And the other person's like, it was a Fresca. And this dude will literally just rewind and be like, told you it was a Coke. But and totally not paying attention to the fact that somebody hit somebody else over the head with a soda general. Like they were arguing whether it was a Coke, a ginger ale, or a Fresca. It wasn't a Fresca. Nobody drinks Fresca. My point is that you can do this. That this is a thing. In the actual show, like everything you see is recorded and you can press rewind and then you can share it with other people. What world is this?
Right.
And that episode really stuck with me because I guess what really stuck with me about that was just the fact that, yeah, was was the husband who was afflicted by these memories, was he a jerk? Absolutely. But he had a hunch that his wife was lying to him and he had the proof because it was all recorded. And so it just really, really hit me. It really hit me, I guess, personally, because I feel like sometimes I have problems recalling, like I have a great long-term memory. Short-term memory is trash. And, you know, I'm also brain damaged. So it is what it is. But, like, I will literally say something to, like, my family and be like, no, this is how it happened. And they'll be like, where do you get this stuff? Like, that is not accurate at all. And I'm sitting here like, dang, too bad I don't have one of those. But then, you know, then these people get the choice of like, hey, you know, I had it for like 10 years, but I'm going to remove this joint because it ruined my life. I'm sorry. This show just really, really hits home. It hits home. And so I watched, I basically watched all of Black Mirror the past month. And then I watched Bandersnatch, the movie. And that's the one that you can control the, like, it's interactive.
Right. The Black Mirror movie interactive one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that messed me up because I was like, okay, Pax, why you got to try to come out and try to kill me? That's not fair. I really don't appreciate Pax at all. I was not a fan of getting attacked by Pax. I was not okay with that, but I really enjoyed it. And I love Will Poulter because I think he's awesome, but it was a lot of fun. And it was also very disturbing because I didn't want to kill the dad. And you know, just like all these things. So yes, I watched.
What does that say with, cause that's been our kind of go-to for a minute where we would watch something that was kind of disturbing, but in a way was easier to cope with than what was going on. Like when we talked about, what was the anime we were talking about that was on Netflix? We did a whole episode on the first episode of the anime.
Oh, Attack on Titan?
No, we did several of those. Yeah, no, I mean, it was on Netflix. Because it's a one and done series and it was about Japan.
Japan Sinks?
Yes. So like, yeah. As you know, traumatizing as that show was, it actually was a really good watch for me because it wasn't what I was currently experiencing. And I don't know how to explain that really with COVID and the things that was going on during that time. But watching that was like, or watching, because I finished Black Summer, the second season, and you know, the zombie apocalypse. And it was like, this is okay. Like, this is, I don't, for some reason, it's like a weird opposite. Like, I know things are kind of bad, but not like that bad. So me watching that makes me feel better in a weird way. As opposed to, you know how like someone who's sad, who listens to sad music and they get more sad. It was like, no, I'm actually okay now.
Well, because one of the things about this stuff is that even though like it's so well written, it's so like you and I are creative people anyway. And so when you see something like that, it kind of touches your creative center, and then we appreciate the art form. But then at the same time, I kind of feel like we are attracted to the fact that it's not real. Like we're able to discern that what we're going through right now is not that. And what we're seeing is actually not, it's not real. Like one thing that I can say, if I'm watching an episode of Black Mirror, I know it's not real. We're not there yet. Technology isn't there yet. And so it's extremely effed up. And then we know that if we go that direction, we're going to be effed up. And so there's almost like this solace in knowing that we're not there. And what I'm in right now is not that, because that's trash.
Right. Definitely. Oh man, did you see the episode? And we're going to get into the main topic, folks, I promise. But did you see the episode of Black Mirror where, dang, I don't want to say it because I don't want to give it away if you haven't, but it's basically a person who is, they wake up in a town where almost everyone in the town is trying to kill them. Have you seen that episode?
Oh, you talking about White Bear?
Was it White Bear?
When she wakes up and she doesn't understand that everybody's filming her on their phones.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. White so Bear. That messed me
that
up.
Was when I got to the end. I was so there was so many emotions.
That hurt.
That was one of my favorite episodes because of how big the twist was.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is genius.
It was like, genius.
Twilight Zone, and I know it's they're pulling inspiration from those type of anthology shows. Yeah. But I was really it almost was on the level of the Twilight Zone episode where these aliens like kill the power in this town and people start fighting each other and blaming each other. And the aliens are like, you know, we didn't have to do anything. We all we had to do was just cut the power and everybody loses their mind. And it was, I probably ruined it for everyone now, but that it was like 1970. All right, folks, you should have seen it by now.
Y'all should have seen this.
dope twist. So yeah, that's what it kind of reminded me of something along those lines, but in a way that makes you feel a little sad for the person who's in that predicament.
At the same time,
I was like, dang, like, I get it. But at the same time, like, can we talk about this? Like, it's just, go check out Black Mirror.
Wait, I want to piggyback on what you're saying. Can we talk about this? I feel like I know there are YouTube shows. There are YouTube shows dedicated to discussing Black Mirror. And not discussing, there are those, you know, one person explain videos.
Right.
Type things. Like, I feel like Black Mirror needs a discussion. It needs a 45-minute panel discussion after every episode because there's so much to unpack. The one of the issues is that a lot of the stuff doesn't continue. You get Easter eggs in every episode of like past things, like especially the fourth season. I think it like every episode had something to do with the other one, like little things.
But right.
I feel like we need to talk about this because that in particular, White Bear, there's none of the episodes are like White Bear. Like in particular, well, I'm sorry, that's not true. There's one other episode like White Bear. In particular though, it needs to be discussed if this was ever to be a real thing. Like this, like there's a real discussion here on treatment of guilty parties and appropriate punishments and torture and things like that. Like there's so much to unpack in that episode. And I was left after watching that. I had to stop. I was like, minute. I need a minute. Okay. I knew there was a twist when I started watching it. I already knew it, not even because I'd seen other episodes. I knew that there was going to be a twist. Like, you know, I ruin movies for myself, but I'm watching it saying to myself, she doesn't know that she's in it. She doesn't know she's in an act. I actually said that, like, I was probably 5 minutes into it. And I said, she doesn't know she's in an act. She doesn't know she's in an act. I kept saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get to, you know, realizing what's actually occurring in this. And I'm like, I needed time because I was sympathizing with her because I knew what was coming. And I still sympathized with her in the end because, well, I mean, you know, they have her as our protagonist and then you find out she's committed horrible things. And it's like, dang. And then at the same time, it's like, well, shit, somebody did this to your family member. Like, how would you feel?
Yeah, that's where it's conflicting. It's very conflicting because especially when they put you in the role of the person, you automatically take their side and because you're like, why are you doing this to this person? Not knowing what went on, you know, prior. And because of that, it actually gives you a little bit of insight into their predicament.
Right.
Because it would be very easy for us to see the, like, going from the end to the beginning,
and
being like, being like, oh, you deserve it. But then feeling differently when we have to live through it with her, you know? And so very genius work. I would love to talk to the people who, you know, who wrote it, and just kind of pick their brains about how they even came up with that idea. And, you know, cause I believe it's different writers and different directors per episode.
Different director, same writer, Charlie Brooker, I believe he writes just about every episode.
Maybe word?
A couple other people, with a couple, but it definitely is. There's a lot of times there is a different director. Majority of time there is a different director.
So he's just on one.
That's what I'm saying. Insane.
Can we have a you know, future that isn't like dreary and just terrible? Like, is there
clearly not.
Like, I mean we don't have to necessarily be Big Hero 6 or anything, but can we just have a better like have a future world where the negative stuff is not tied to technology? to the point where we're afraid to have phones and shit. Like, can we can we not do that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Because the reason why the reason the answer is no, because that would F up his whole MO. Because
not him. I just meant in general, like in life. Because there's a ton of you know, since 2001 A Space Odyssey, there's just nothing but dire futures. And I'm like, this is not I'm not looking forward to the Jetsons the way you guys are talking. I'm not.
This is the end. This is the end. There is no
Yes. Elroy takes several seats, please.
Yes, we're not going. It's not gonna be Cowboy Bebop. Like it
Right?
No, we're never getting there.
See, that's that bull. That's that bullshit. Anywho, let's let's roll into our main topic for today, and that is the Emmys. The Emmys. The Emmy nominations are up for everyone to view at various websites, or you could just go to the main site and whatnot and check out all the people that are winning. Just to let you know, I'm rooting for everyone that's black because yes.
Yes.
Because yes. That being said, I do want certain people to win over others just because I think the content was better. And honestly, Journey should win everything that she's nominated for, period. Yeah, she was one of the best actresses in Lovecraft Country. She is up for an Emmy for a lead actress in a drama series, and I am here for it. If you haven't watched Lovecraft Country on HBO, definitely go check that out. Jonathan Majors is also, he was the main character, the male lead. He's also up for an Emmy as well. So yes. I'm hoping one of them gets it, but I want Journey to get it.
Because, that would be great.
Journey was great. And also Michael K. Williams is up for Lovecraft. Lovecraft really knocked it out of the park in terms of getting nominated. You know, we can speak to the show's ultimate, you know, whatnot afterwards, but it definitely, you know, unfortunately the second season was canceled by HBO recently.
I know.
I don't know why. I do know the fact that HBO, or I can assume, right? Because how Game of Thrones kind of went downhill once there was no more book to kind of rely on. Similarly to this, there's no second book for Lovecraft Country.
Exactly.
That being said, there was a whole script, not a script, but there was a whole plot and everything that they had going forward for the second season, you know, the writers and creators or whatever. So they had ideas. And I want to say the director actually posted it on Twitter, like that they were, they had, you know, the first page of the draft or whatever. So It's unfortunate, especially if you really, really love that show. I just like the fact that, you know, black people are leading a lot of not only HBO's shows, but just in terms of winning Emmys or getting nominated. So shout out to Journey. I hope she wins. And that's not the only Lovecraft Country people. Like I said, Michael K. Williams, outstanding supporting actor. Mm-hmm. I can't say her first name. It's
Uwumi. Is she nominated? I didn't think I saw her nominated.
Ellis, last name Ellis, is Aunjanue.
Oh, I think her name is Anjanue.
Anjanue. Okay.
I
think it's
Anjanue. I thought I heard it before as Anjanue.
Got you. Okay, so she played the wife to one of the main characters. She was the mother. She was the one that went space. You know, out in the space and went through
Hippolyta.
Time. There you go. Hippolyta. So she's up for an outstanding supporting actress as well. And she did a great job. Everyone did a great job in terms of acting. Yeah. Like that was, you can't really fault them for that in terms of nominating them. We also have a bunch of actors and actresses from I May Destroy You. If you know, we talked about that show a while back. It's a bit triggering because it has to deal with rape and different forms of rape, actually, and all sorts of traumatizing things. But it's very well written. I unfortunately couldn't finish it just because it was a bit much.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and finish, but it was just a bit much. But a bunch of people were nominated for I May Destroy You. I think I May Destroy You also was nominated for Outstanding Limited Series, which is dope. WandaVision.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Yep. I May Destroy You, WandaVision, The Underground Railroad, which I haven't watched purposefully because it's the Underground Railroad. And we'll get into why later.
We'll get there.
But yeah, just a bunch. So we're just gonna pick a few to kind of talk about. Mm-hmm. Because
I want to jump in really quick because I just want to mention this. The girl who plays Letty's sister, Ruby, I just have to say, because I didn't know that she was British until I watched Black Mirror. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, is she British?
She's British. She's Nigerian. This girl is Nigerian British. She needs all the
awards. She's great.
She ain't nominated for nothing. She needs all of the awards because I am so sorry that I didn't recognize a sister. I mean, we ain't countrymen, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not Nigerian. But I'm just saying. But from, you know, one West Coasty person to another West Coasty person, we talking about West Coast Africa, West Site.
Yes.
I did not know, and I should have. So I'm sorry. I fault that. Please forgive me. But I watched Black Mirror and I said, why does Britain have the best actors? Like, no.
And that, you know, it's the best because they have so many, like hearing her speak in Lovecraft Country, hearing her speak in Loki, hearing her speak in His House. Like she's just different people, like completely different people. And granted, I think, she can act really well. And if you haven't watched His House, I know it's a horror film and people, you know, you might not be into horror films. It's a great freaking film. Go watch it. It's on.
I haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix. I'm just mad I can't buy it. I'm just mad I can't buy it.
I'm sitting here like, yeah, go watch it. Yeah, yeah. Like hyping you up. And like, yeah. And I'm like, I haven't seen it.
It's really good. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's because we have to keep it moving. But yeah, it's a really good film. But yeah, she should be nominated for everything and anything as well. She's just great.
She's amazing. Her skin fell off, y'all.
Come on. You know, let me stop. Let's move on. Shout out to, let's see, the Black Lady Sketch Show. Is up for Outstanding Variety Sketch series. Also, the show, I see if I can find it. There's a talk show that deals with race and history. I can't remember the name of it. It
United just fell out of my head. Of Wakamu Bell? What?
No, it's all of the writers were nominated for an Emmy, and I can't, it just fell out of my brain.
Let me do some searching and find it. I can do some investigative journalism real quick as long as my brain doesn't die. Hold on. I got to move the
mine
phone.
Mine is on the fritz right now. But it was basically like, if you think about all of the segments on The Daily Show, where they intercut it with race. Basically, they did that and they made a whole show that's basically talking about historical events that people might not be aware of. And I was surprised of all of the things that they covered. And it did really well. Michael Harriet is one of the writers. I don't know if you are familiar with him, but he covers a lot of historical, race-related things. Mm-hmm. And he's very knowledgeable. I think everyone should follow him on Twitter. Because what will happen is people will say something like they'll be like, you know, like, for instance, critical race theory. And they'll say like, well, why is everybody upset? And he'll be like, well, I'll tell you. And then he goes into this long thread about it. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely informative. He's a senior writer at theroot.com. And there it is. The Amber Ruffin Show.
Oh, cool.
All the writers for the Amber Ruffin Show are up for an Emmy, which is dope.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out if you haven't seen the Amber Ruffin Show. It's great. And like I said, it's a lot of stuff that you just wouldn't know. Like, I didn't know that a lot of towns, like some of our lakes, like a lot of our lakes in the United States were originally black towns.
Amber Ruffin Show. Yes. Okay. I'm so sorry. I completely was like, again, brain damaged. Yes, I watched this show.
Yeah, like That was the part, like, what I found out. I mean, I had seen the show prior, but like when she did the episode where they talked about how a lot of the lakes were actually originally black towns and how they were flooded to get rid of them, essentially. And or the people were like, you know what? We think it would be cool to have a lake here. So go away. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, wow, that's a thing. Like we just they didn't drown people. At least not.
Are you sure about that?
Not recorded, but you know, just flood an area of a place and just be like, we don't care. We don't know. Like you can literally go fish on someone's old town.
Yep.
Like right now, that's bananas. Anywho, I just wanted to shout them out because I thought that was great. And Michael Harriet is awesome. So go follow him on Twitter. Oh, also, since we're shouting people out, we also want to shout out Jessica Walter, who passed away earlier this year. She's receiving a posthumous Emmy nomination for Archer, which is great, which is definitely great. I'm excited that she's being nominated. I think she should have been nominated. Was she nominated previously?
She
I want to say she was.
I don't know if she was nominated previously for Archer. I just don't know. But she was nominated like once
I know she has five nominations altogether.
Yeah, five nominations altogether, which I'm, again, she only won one time.
Yeah, for the TV movie, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, for what is the show? I'm sorry, I'm having a really bad brain fart.
She was nominated Arrested Development.
She's so amazing. She literally makes that show. Like, I mean, all of the people in that show make that show. But like, if there was no Lucille, that show wouldn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you could literally drop Lindsay from that show and it would still work. Okay. You could. Sorry, I'm just saying characters' names if you guys haven't watched it, but. Lucille makes that show. You can't have that show without Lucille. So I just find it so interesting that she never pulled a win from that show. And I do understand that that show lacked a lot of, what do you call it? Like viewership, which is why it was canceled. However, it was always nominated. Like the Academy, I should say the Academy, but what's the word? Acting as a whole recognized that show for its genius.
Yeah.
But it didn't have the viewership, which was, you know, why it was originally canceled and then they had to bring it back. But it's just shout out to Jessica Walter for that. She deserved it. And I recently was reading over like the issue that she had with Jeffrey Tambor on the show. And because when it actually happened in real life, I kind of like skimmed over it. I didn't really pay much attention because I wasn't watching.
What was the issue?
So Jeffrey Tambor apparently was having like some outbursts, like on the show, like you know, on set or whatever, and he took it out on her. And you know, I guess he was having his own issues because remember he had to resign from Transparent because he was accused of sexual inappropriateness, whatever, with some cast members or something. Now, none of that happened on the set of Arrested Development, and all of the participants or the actors or whatever, everybody from that show had said the same thing, that didn't happen on their show with Jeffrey Tambor. They didn't have that experience with him. However, Jessica Walter's experience with him later on or something in the show was like later on in filming was that like she felt like she was being harassed by him. Like he was treating her like complete shit. And they had an interview about it. And she literally cried in the interview. And this was like, not the whole cast, but, what's her name? Aaliyah Shacquat. I can't remember the girl who plays Maybe was there. Jessica Walter was there. And then the guys like, Jeffrey Tambor was there. Jason Bateman was there. What's his face? I forgot. You know, the guy who plays Maybe's dad, Fiumke. And then, and then the guy who plays, you know, the one from Veep. the one who plays the younger brother. Like, they were all there. And it was, the interview actually showed how, like, men in the industry kind of like will group together and support each other and not listen to a woman when she's saying she's being treated wrong. And they kind of like all were like, oh, well, you know, in the industry, this happens. In the industry, you know, it's just like you're dealing with a lot of type A people. And sometimes it just boils over. It's like, this is normal. It happens. You know, he didn't mean it direct, you know, da, da, da. Like, we're kind of like defending Jeffrey Tambor in a way. And mind you, they're all on the same panel being interviewed. So Jessica Walter is literally sitting there saying that he treated her like shit, that he harassed her verbally, like was really mean to her. And she's crying and saying that she had to learn that she needs to forgive him so that she can be friends with him and work with him. And then, you know, you have like Jason Bateman and what's it called being like, oh, you know, well, you know, he's a good guy and he didn't mean it type stuff. And this happens in this type of environment. And she's like, I've been working for 60 years, longer than you've been alive. And this has never happened to me before. And then like the other guys chime in and they're like, well, you know, it, you know, this kind of stuff happens. And the interviewer has to say something. Actually, the girl who plays Maybe speaks up and she's like, it doesn't matter if this happens. It doesn't make it right. She's the only one who defended Jessica Walter. And then the guys,
yeah, that's trash.
Like, it was complete trash. And then all the guys literally had to go on Twitter and apologize because they realized they're like, oh shit, we just did that thing. They mansplained to a woman who's literally sitting next to Jeffrey Tambor and saying that he treated her like trash. And he even acknowledges that he, you know, like, you know what I mean? And then they just sat there, yeah, and defended him. And so anyway, that occurred on the set. I felt for her. I just thought that was so like wrong.
It's
like just complete trash.
I get the idea. It's whack because you could just be quiet. I get the idea that you don't want to, because you know someone, you want to defend that person that you know. Yeah. The thing is, there's a couple issues here. One is that person that you were seeing might not have been shown all of that person. They might act one way with you and act another way with someone else.
Yeah.
There's also the fact that regardless of how anything went down, you don't want to put doubt in anybody's minds of what happened with this particular person.
Yeah.
If you don't know what happened, if you don't know what happened, you weren't there, you didn't see it, or whatever the case may be, you don't need to boost this guy up by, you know, saying that he was always nice to you, because this might mess up this person's testimony. Like this, because it has nothing to do with you. It's one thing if you're there and you're like, this didn't happen. Like if she's like, he stabbed me and you're like, that didn't happen. That's one thing. But for something to happen and you not to be there, or, you know, it's not privy to all the information, for you to speak up in a way that could hurt her, because typically women aren't believed when these things happen.
Yeah.
So you have to be very cautious about when you need to defend anyone or when you need to step in. And that's happened to me recently. Or earlier this year when I was defending someone and I was like, you know, this person was being treated poorly by a website. The person was under me in terms of like me being their mentor.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people came out and was like, well, I work for this outlet and this never happened to me. Not realizing that all the people that are coming out saying this are white and the person who I'm defending is black. I think there was one person of color who also defended, but I was like, you realize that even if you were treated nicely, doesn't mean this person wasn't treated poorly. You really don't need to defend this outlet in this fashion. Why would you do that? Like you don't. And then the fact that I would assume, you know, my character, like, why would you think I would just jump out the window? I had mad proof. Like, you know, it was just really goofy shit that people just feel compelled to do as opposed to just sitting and waiting. And just watching what happens. But yeah, same thing here, you know? So I'm saddened that happened, you know, with Jessica, but it's also dope that she was nominated. She did get nominated just recently for Archer. And I believe it was for it was season 11 episode for Double Date. She came back as Mallory.
That was a great episode.
I haven't seen it. I've only, because I've gotten, I bought the episodes up to 10. So I haven't seen 11 yet. So I haven't seen it, but I will be getting that because it's one of my, I dig Archer. I like Archer a lot. Speaking of animation, there was some animated shows that were nominated for Best Animated or Outstanding. They got to say Outstanding. We get it, Emmys. We get it.
I know. Everything's outstanding.
Right. You could just say Best like everybody else. Outstanding Animated Program in 2021. We have Big Mouth, Bob's Burgers, Primal, which is awesome. South Park, The Pandemic Special, which I thought was meh, and The Simpsons. Most of these I expected. I didn't expect Big Mouth for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. I think that while I believe that Big Mouth has some genius writing, it has a bit of controversy. One from, you know, like white people playing black characters or voicing black characters and how, you know, they had to... They didn't have to, but a lot of them stepped down. They didn't feel right about voicing these particular characters. There was also the, you know, the whole idea of the, you know, sexual topics dealing with children and how you go about handling that. And where, you know, some people felt like it was like child pornography. I won't go that far, but I totally understand the apprehension of this show. I totally get it. But if you haven't watched Big Mouth, it's basically kids going through puberty and that puberty manifests itself as a monster. So like you have the hormone monster and that monster is super sexualized, or not sexualized, but is super sexual. Like they're horny all the freaking time. And so a lot of that, you know, plays a part with the kids in terms of them, you know, going through puberty and being horny and then dealing with that however they will. And so I can totally understand from like a parent or like just someone just walking in on an episode and not knowing what the fuck is going on, being like, why is there dicks all over the screen? Like that, I get it. Get it. But I wouldn't go that far. I don't know what is necessarily acceptable. I do, what I can say is that the writing is done in such a way that you kind of, there's an outlet for getting out certain things when it comes to dealing with, you know, your hormones at that age. And people watching it, it's definitely something you can, don't let your kids watch it. But what I'm saying is the conversations that are had around this show can be used to have certain conversations with your kids when they hit that age is what I'm saying. There's certain things that you can kind of, you know, liken to or make mention of when you have these type of conversations. Totally. But at the same time, it's funny and they try to make a joke of it. So, you know, with the genius comes the stuff that isn't so genius, like the kid who was sleeping with his pillow and got her pregnant. That is bananas. Okay. he's essentially masturbating, but because the pillow has to be sentient, and that's where the line draw, where obviously this is because because obviously in the show, it's in his head. None of it is real. However, because the show has to depict what's in his head, it makes the pillow sentient. But that they're not really, like, if another character walks into his room, the pillow's not alive. But if when it's gone, it's alive because it's in his head. But if you're just looking at the show, you're like, he's actually having sex with a pillow, like a kid is having sex. That's what you would see. And so I totally get the controversy, and that's why I didn't think it would be nominated for all those reasons.
It was,
but it was nominated. I don't know if it's gonna win because Primal is easily one of the best things I've seen in animation in a while in terms of a show like this. For those who don't know, it's made by the guy who made I want to say Samurai Jack, I believe.
I love Samurai Jack.
And it's so, it's, you can imagine it's very quiet. There's not a lot of talk. Well, actually, I don't think there is any talking at all. He is, it's like, you know, primal times. So like dinosaurs and cavemen, there's a lot of grunting and fighting and like that. But it is at the same time written extremely well. And yeah, I think it's really good. But yeah, he created Samurai Jack, Dexter's Laboratory. He helped with Star Wars Clone Wars. a bunch of stuff. So he's good at what he does. So, you know, definitely that's on HBO, actually. Okay. It premiered on Adult Swim, and, you know, Warner Brothers owns both of those. So, yeah.
Right.
Obviously, Bob's Burgers, because duh. The Simpsons, and while South Park has genius writing, I didn't think the pandemic special was it was a bit much. I'll just say that.
I don't watch that. I mean, I know I've said this before. I don't watch South Park. South Park is one of those shows that has the ability to like get into my nerves. Like it gets into my meninges. You know, and it really, really affects me.
Okay.
I gotta turn it off. Like as soon as that ding 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 come, I gotta no.
Oh my gosh. You say meninges, yeah. Like
it went in. It
that's deep.
In. It yeah.
That is
it makes my whole body just like almost convulse. Like I almost seize up and I have to defend myself.
Oh gosh.
Defend my life depends on it. So find the if I can't find the remote, then I mean that 65-inch TV gotta go. Like I got a mug, I can break it.
Oh goodness.
It's just it's deep, it's real.
Well, I hear you. And it's you know, it's difficult. It's difficult with South Park because they could be genius in one moment and very much the opposite in another. So yeah.
I'm fine if somebody like tells me about it. Like if like okay, well this is what happened. Like I've watched episodes in the past, but I just can't do it I can't.
I feel you. I feel that way about a bunch of shows actually. And one of which, Black-ish, is actually on here.
I know you hate Black-ish. I love it.
Yeah. Yep.
I love Black-ish. I do, and I'm not caught up. Like I don't think I've watched this season at all. But that show really, first of all, that show was my sister's family before Devontae was born, because you know, Golda don't have no more kids. But like. She swore that show was written off of her family, like the twins and
yeah,
you know, like all the children are in the right order that she has and they all act the same way, like her oldest daughter would be kind of oblivious and like all about fashion and kind of all like in her own thing, and then her son would be like the second son, just they videotape my sister.
There's a lot, yeah. And there's some things that are definitely pleasant. Like there's the part where I think it was the first or second episode where the wife is like, "This car is amazing. Like I will cheat on you if you don't buy me this car." Yes. Like that was hilarious. I was dying. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff also with it where I'm like, "Man, F this show." So I because I'm Black, I kind of want to give it a chance, and then at the same time, I don't. Not Black-ish. Black as F. Sorry.
Black AF. Go. I mean, I love both shows.
Black-ish is better. Sorry. I messed that up. Black-ish is better. I'm not 100% like a fan of Black-ish either, but Black-ish is definitely better. I meant Black as F, which isn't on here, thank God.
Yeah, that's not. It's supposed to be in the second season, though.
Ah,
we'll have a whole nether cast about this because Kenny did not like this show, but I honestly have found myself, not recently because my head hurts, but I have literally found myself going back and rewatching that show because it's just I keep finding things and I'm just like, did Kenya Barris say this on TV? Yes, he did. I am crying.
Man, and you know, some of it is poignant, and then they dropped. I feel like they dropped the ball. But then it also doesn't help that one of my favorite shows is A Different World, which recently had a reunion on NBC, where they kind of talk about the show's impact. It was they had the actresses that played like Dwayne Wayne and let's see, Sinbad's character. I can't. Cree Summer was on there. Sinbad came back. I think they had, I can't remember who else was there, but it was basically 45 minutes of them in a auditorium talking about the impact the show has had on Black people, on television shows, and the longevity of the show.
Yeah,
And this was actually last month, and it was really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that show still stands the test of time and it deals with a lot of black stuff, yeah. I'm like, yeah, fam. I'm like, y'all gotta step it up. Yeah, that's that. They've beaten you by so much. You could take some type of notes or something. Cliff notes. Yeah. You need help. You need help. shout out to Keenan, by the way.
Yeah, Keenan got nominated.
He got nominated for multiple things. Keenan Thompson, which is the only reason I watch Saturday Night Live sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got nominated for supporting actor in a comedy series. He also got outstanding lead actor in a comedy series for his show, mm-hmm. Keenan.
For Keenan.
Shout out to Keenan. I want Keenan to win everything as well. I've been a fan of him since all that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see his growth, especially as a writer. It's
exactly
pretty dope. Also, shout out to Rosie Perez for getting an Emmy. Or sorry, she didn't get the Emmy. She's been nominated for supporting actress in a comedy series for The Flight Attendant, which I hear is also a dope show, and I haven't got a chance to watch.
There's too many. There's too many
damn shows, people.
And I am light sensitive and vision sensitive, and I just can't take them all in. I'm really limited to 2 hours of TV. Well, sometimes three. A day, and on the days I work, I can't watch TV.
See, I'm not limited at all, and there's still too much shit to watch. Like I can see and I can stream and all that good stuff, and I'm like, wait, that came out already? I'm still behind on the freaking Fear Street films. I haven't watched those yet. I gotta watch just because I read the books. But like, come on, fam, Netflix, you talking about? You're going to release a film every week? How dare you
give us
this much content? I wasn't going anywhere. You don't have to. It's just like the guy who you're like, you know, you dated once and then he comes to your job with like flowers upon flowers and candy. You're like, it's a bit much.
We had
dinner. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if I'm going to call you again. What's your name? Bob? Billy. Okay, Billy. Look. Oh, it was Bob. My fault. Okay, Bob, I'm not calling you. That's what it's like. It's like Netflix. I wasn't going anywhere. You don't have to. There's just too much content all over the place. Freaking tomorrow, was it Space Jam 2? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the heck? Like, I just noticed. Is it coming on Hulu? Like,
it's coming on HBO Max.
HBO Max. Okay, that's right, because I opened HBO Max to see if there was a new episode of John Oliver, and then I realized that I'd already watched it, but I have brain damage, so I can't remember these kind of things. and I saw Space Jam, and I was like, first of all, I didn't really care for the first one, and I'm not saying it was a bad movie, y'all. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But sometimes I have an issue with Looney Tunes, and I really like Looney Tunes, but like the aliens were bothering me, and so I never really I wasn't in love with it. You get what I'm saying? I wasn't in love with it, but you know, I did watch it, and now there's a second one, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I didn't like Michael Jordan in it, and
maybe that was it.
None of these type of live action cartoon hybrids have been anywhere near Roger Rabbit, and so that's also a reason, right? And that's also why I'm like, but at the same time, I'm like, it's coming on HBO Max, and it's a good time to have. Essentially for me, because my kids don't know who the hell none of these characters are. So it's just going to be for me, a little bit of nostalgia mixed with some new stuff and hopefully not 100% cringe. So, you know, there's that. And for the most part, the reviews are positive.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that.
People like it. Is Michael Jordan in it?
No, it's a LeBron. LeBron is the new... Yeah, which also gives it a plus +5 for me. There's plus +5 cool points.
I might be into that.
I'm not a fan of Jordan. But anywho.
So Love, Death, and Robots got nominated, which, you know, we talked about on a previous cast because we love that show.
Yes.
Which is great. And then Robot Chicken, y'all. Robot Chicken. Robot Chicken got nominated.
Wait, is Robot Chicken still around?
It's still around. That's why I'm like, what? Robot Chicken.
Wow.
It's like, jam to that show.
That's amazing that it's still around, because yeah.
it got nominated for short form animated program in the same category as Love, Death, and Robots. I don't know if it's gonna win, because you know they're up against Maggie Simpson in The Force Awakens from its Snap, which I did watch, which was actually super cute. But I mean, come on, man. I didn't watch Once Upon a Snowman. I don't know what that's about. But Love, Death, and Robots is freaking awesome.
Yeah, I hope Love, Death wins. And I got to check out Robot Chicken. I just thought it was done.
We all did.
And, you know, because gone the way of like the Venture Brothers, which I'm so sad that they canceled that before the final. They're thinking about possibly doing a film to kind of wrap that up.
Okay.
Which I wouldn't be, you know, I would be amicable to that, definitely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, shout out to, you know, Love, Death, and Robots. Show. Definitely go check out season one and two on Netflix. Yo, Netflix, sponsor though, I'm saying. I know I kind of called you out, like, you know, the flowers and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? Just pretend like that didn't happen, and then you sponsor the show? You sponsor? Okay, cool. All right. Anywho, I don't want to keep Tess too long. We've already been here an hour, and we were supposed to be just 30 minutes. That is my fault.
No, it's my fault. I was really talking about stuff, and then, you know, I have to take some pauses. Well, two things we didn't mention. Go RuPaul's Drag Race got nominated again, and RuPaul again. So, like, we don't even need to talk about it because they get nominated every year now. I'm happy about that because y'all know RuPaul is my joint. And then also This Is Us, which I've been watching, and it is a great show. And Sterling K. Brown, come on, man. Come on. Yo,
come on, son.
If you just watch that show just for him, because when that man cries, my body breaks.
Oh,
and
God.
I gotta lay down.
That is a new body breaks. I need to write that down. That is some emotional shit. I'm going to have to check that out.
That show is no joke. Like, you gotta be you, and especially if you just jumping in on the first season, Kenny, if you gonna watch a show, you need to watch it with your wife in the room, and you need to hold hands, because the first two episodes are gonna do some damage.
Man, see, you know what? I'm good. I am all good. I'm all right. I'll check it out when the sun is shining and things are better over here. I don't need any more. I don't need anything that'll break my body. I've been working out. I'm a little sore. I don't need that extra drama. No, I'm good. No. I'm good.
And to be fair, this isn't that kind of like kind of messed upness where, you know, like we're watching Black Mirror and we can watch it. We can kind of handle that because it's like.
It's far-fetched.
This is like, no, this is real stuff. Like, yeah, this is like, man, I'm adopted and I can't find my dad type stuff. Like, no.
That's horrible.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah.
But yeah,
we're going to end there.
But yeah, there's tons of nominations that we didn't go over. There are, outside of the big ones, like comedy, drama, limited anthology series, reality shows, short form, variety, animation. There's also nominations for music, for special effects, for stunts, for interactive media, makeup and hairstyles. There's a lot of people getting nominated for a bunch of things. Shout out to, I will say one more. I wouldn't want to be the judge for the special effects when it comes to these shows. Lovecraft Country, The Boys, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, The Mandalorian, and The WandaVision. Yeah, they all looked great. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that I think Falcon and the Winter Soldier was on the low side comparatively to all the other ones, but good grief, I would not want to be judging that. Not at all. I think Mandalorian is high on my list because it used mostly practical effects, but WandaVision is great. So yeah, with that being said, thank you for hanging out with us, listening to us ramble on about the Emmys and various other topics. Feel free to follow us on all the different DSPs, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, Google, Google Podcast. I was going to say iTunes, but that's Apple. All the different places, Deezer and whatnot. If you're listening on YouTube, feel free to subscribe, hit that notification bell so you're up on all the new content that we have coming out. That way you don't miss anything. We have a lot of good stuff, a lot of cool shows, a lot of stuff to talk about. And you're going to want to listen because we're good at this shit. Okay. Beyond that, though, follow The Gamecast on Twitter. That is The Gamecast, all, you know, together, no spaces, with a number one at the end because someone else had our name. Jerks. Also, follow. follow us everywhere. And our YouTube channel is United Front Gaming. So definitely go over there. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff. Shout out to Ayana, who's going to be helping me make some videos. We kind of worked some things out. Don't worry, folks. She's getting paid. I say that not because anybody would feel away, but I always preach about, like, if you're going to do something, you know, you're going to basically market your skill, you should get paid for it. If you're good at doing it, you should get paid. And just because we family doesn't mean she shouldn't get paid. So yeah. Just like I paid my brother and I paid my my friend for the artwork and music, she's getting paid for the videos.
Word.
And so those videos are fire. I'm gonna need y'all to hit her up so you know she can get more work. But I like what she did.
Portraits.
There, yep. Fire. So yeah, I want, you know, I thought she did really well with the videos that she showed us before. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time to do this. I really don't. I have too many hats right now. Yep. And so I'm going to delegate. And if that means someone, you know, in the family is going to get paid as well as, you know, get promoted and whatnot, then why not? That's a win for everybody involved. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. That's going to be on our YouTube channel. That's going to be the only place you can find it. So that's another reason why you want to subscribe, hit that notification bell. I got plans. I got plans.
Yes,
that's
y'all.
It for me.
That's it. We have plans and it's all up and up from here, y'all. So this is the time when I say, I know I say wash your faces, but I know I say wash your butts because that's extremely important. So we do hope that you wash your face and then you wash your butt, not the other way around.
Yes.
But you know, while you're at it, brush your teeth. Do that. Be kind. Don't be a dick. Follow us and wear your masks if you're not vaccinated. And, you know, stay safe out there in these streets. They're rough because, you know, tomorrow could be a Black Mirror episode. Anyway, that's it for us. And I'm just going to say bye-bye.